Well, this morning I tried the supposedly foolproof, supposedly surefire, rapid orgasm creation method of using the shower head on Pulse, and it nearly didn't work. I definitely depleted the hot water supply, as far as I understand how it operates in my house. And I think it took me, I'm gonna say, almost a half hour to come. And that is crazy to me because, as you will notice, if I post like just a super short, quick, and dirty orgasm audio, it's usually in the realm of 3 to 7 minutes. And that's with me, you know, being aware that I'm recording for someone, maybe a little distracted by that, maybe trying to remember to say things as I go. And yet, this morning, that was rough stuff. Especially considering how worked up I was when I got in the shower, because I was listening to various things over the last little while that were all kind of suddenly on my mind at once. So I had all these fantasies going at the same time, or in a whirlwind of images and imaginations, and I'm just amazed. Some of the things I was thinking about. You and me in the car. That's actually kind of a fantasy I've had for a long time, and I've never really gotten to see it through. Various things have happened in various cars over the course of my life, but not quite what I wanted. And what I wanted was exactly what you were describing. And I loved the level of detail and the way I could just imagine every single thing about it happening. It was just how I had imagined before, but with the addition of your voice and the increasing strain in it and the way that it cracked and broke a little when you got really excited, when I could tell that I was making you feel really extra good. That was amazing. And at the same time, somehow, and maybe this confusion is part of what led to my terrifying delay this morning, at the same time, I don't think it was over your desk. I think it was more like a table in a meeting room. But the way that you had me bent over and were just fucking me so perfectly, right on the line between rough and gentle, where there's almost not a word to describe it except perfect. After such a long lead up, both in the sense that we've been wanting each other for countless weeks, months, maybe even years, if I'm honest, that we've been seeing each other at events and, at least on my side, coming up with excuses for things that we just needed to discuss one-on-one. And finally, we ended up alone in our room together. Probably with a deadline or a timeline or something like that. And instead of ensuring that we met that, we just went to town on each other, finally. And most of all, you were so, not just sweet about it, but so respectful. There's been a remarkable lack of that in my past. And to have you just saying, is this good? Do you like this? Do you want this? Do you want more? that kind of thing, you were still taking charge. You were still leading the way, but checking in at every opportunity. And it was so easy to just relax into you and enjoy the experience of what we were doing, because I had no fear and no distrust. So thank you for that. And also thinking about the two of us somewhere almost public, somewhere where someone could conceivably walk in on us. They probably wouldn't, but they totally could. It wouldn't be a shock. It wouldn't be like, what the fuck are you doing coming into this unlocked side room in the building where we all are? You know, looking for the bathroom, or just wondering where the hell we went, wondering if everything's okay, because of course, they don't know, I don't think, what we've been wanting to do, what we've been a little bit doing already. So they wouldn't think to themselves, oh my God, what am I about to walk in on? They would just think, oh, one of them must be feeling sick. I'll see if anything's needed. And then I wonder, depending on who it is, I wonder if something maybe is needed, actually. I found myself thinking about that too. And the particular configurations of that I think would be the most satisfying for us both. And thinking about all those things while I was all lathered up, literally and figuratively, and turning that pulsing blast onto my long pause, because I can never decide what terminology to use. You decide what I said there. Did I say pussy? Did I say clit? Did I say swollen vulva? Did I say cunt? And just imagining you there with me under the warm water, your legs between mine or interwoven with mine, and your hands gripping my hips or my breasts, or one of each, driving into me, suckling on my neck, your breath in my ear, your lips on mine, maybe kneeling in front of me after a while, and using your tongue and your fingers. I almost ran out of specific things I really felt like imagining, because it was taking so long. And it's not that I wasn't enjoying the sensations, of course I was. I just kept thinking, I'm there, and then not being there. Which is unusual lately. Didn't used to be that unusual. But I was determined, because it's unusual lately. So after a while, I finally just emptied my mind, I think. I just kind of went blank and started just focusing on the sensations, the rhythmic pulsing, opening my lips over and over, and shaking my flesh and pulsing right against where I was most sensitive. And believe me, I was sensitive by then. Until finally, I felt that sense of the release building, where you would have to try on purpose to hold it back, instead of where you have to work to keep it going. And I just convulsed. It's probably a good thing I had the source of water in my hand and not coming from above me. It's probably a good thing I wasn't in a tub full of water, because I think I probably would have drowned. And you, whoever you are, I think you might know. You were so good to keep taking me there, keep bringing me along, not giving up on me, just holding me close and touching me and murmuring to me and telling me what you were feeling and what you hoped I was feeling until it was true. So, thank you for that, too.